The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Of America Tonight. Coming up this hour, it's all about you as we hit the mailbag, once again overflowing, plus dumb things I shouldn't have done, and we're going to mix in a little conversation, believe it or not, about some tax breaks you might not be taking advantage of that you certainly can. And we're going to jump to that and dive into that at the tail end of the hour. Coming into a short week, some of you had an extra day off or so from the Labor Day holiday, so welcome back. I know a lot of people bunched several days together at the tail end of the summer, hanging on, not wanting to say goodbye to the summer. And now more than ever, we are in the thick of it when it comes to politics. The whole Iran deal up for grabs, the conversation on the Hill, hot and heavy, certainly on a Thursday. We have Donald Trump once again stepping into it, who somehow was asked something. He, in the Rolling Stone, he said, look at that face. He was talking about Carly Fiorina. It seems that he loves women. He can't step around it. Comments are stretched in different directions. And in the end, what is his gift can be what he stumbles on. It's just he's Trump, you know? He's Trump. So a lot of people are talking about Trump as the next president. And that makes us ask, can you imagine Donald Trump as the guy in the White House, yay or nay? Think of some of the things that have happened in his past. Does it really even matter? I don't know. Somebody said to me, what about all those wives, the ex-wives with accents? What about all of the reality shows? What about the whole supermodel thing and the beauty pageants and the hucksterism of Donald Trump? I think a lot of people could care less about that, honestly. We'll see. I'm curious now as to what this Rolling Stones article is going to be like because of the Fiorini comment, and it sounds like he was pretty unplugged. But that's Trump, and we've only just begun because, you know, we've got a big debate coming up on September 16th. I mean, there's the question. So if, in fact, you know, this is being pumped out all over the place, because, of course, they're going to sell magazines. Will that affect what happens on the stage? Be interesting, that's for sure. All right, we're going to pop to the phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Our pal Dan in Texas is our leadoff man. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
I am excellent. How about you?
I can't complain. I was telling Nathan I'd fixed a beautiful golden brown chicken that the skin was just so succulent.
Mm.
And four cheese rice and five whole pork and beans and pigged out like a big dog.
I like that. Pigged out like a big dog.
I'm just a country boy, but I can cook.
I love it.
Okay, now on the little boy that died, his father was employed, but he had bad teeth. So he took his wife and kid and him on a boat, and the boat capsized, and the little boy drowned. Too bad. He was going to go to Europe where he could get the dental work that he needed done, and as a result, he cost his kid his life.
Mm-hmm.
So stop with the bleeding heart on that kid. You want to do bleeding hearts? Do bleeding hearts about children that are aborted, and they cut them up and use them for parts, and nobody says anything about Murder Incorporated. Okay? Now, two. Barack Obama and John Kerry said should be charged with treason and tried and arrested and put in jail for this treaty that they're trying to screw America with. This is absolutely absolutely horrible. And Donald Trump and Cruz today gave every example of why it's bad for America. It's bad, bad, bad. And try to call your Democratic congressmen and senator that are voting for this. You can't get through. The lines are melting down. I know. I tried. So this isn't over, and it's not going to be over for a while. Now, would you like an Obama joke?
I like any of the jokes you tell, no matter what.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. Obama was up in Alaska, and he was in front of a crowd up there, and he was telling them all what he was going to do for them and blah, blah, blah. And every time he tried to get through one of his little speeches there, they'd yell, Obama, Obama. And he thought they were yelling, Obama, Obama. So afterwards, one of the handlers was showing him how they've substituted raising cattle up there to subsidize their lifestyle of being hunter-gatherers. And he was looking all around, and he seen the cattle out there. And one of the handlers says, oh, Mr. President, watch out. You almost stepped in that bull Omagua.
You are terrible, Dan. Dan! Go back to that succulent meal that you prepared. I disagree with Dan about the story about the little boy. He flushed it out. He's right about some of those details. But I still think it's awful. It's awful to see that kid face down like that. He is right about Murder Incorporated and what's happening there. But can't I have a bleeding heart for both sides of that? I would say I can. I would say I can, Dan. So I think all of it's bad. I think anything with children. This ridiculousness of porn, that's why, like, Jared, remember we were talking about Jared from the commercials, from the Subway commercials, how horrific that was, and he's going to do serious jail time, because you're thinking, he's got little kids. I don't get it. Right? So if you want to go to that extreme, anything, any harm to children, to me, is, here's your big $10 word, abhorrent. It's abhorrent, right? Bless the beasts and the children. And that's how that old Carpenter song went. I remember that line, right? So coming up on America Tonight, we're up against it. If you call in, promise we'll take you on our next segment, 855-266-5283. I know some people are trying to get through. Or you can send me an email, americatonight.net. And actually, it is a question that's fair to ask. Do you have any feelings about the mass of humanity that you see that are struggling to find homes, to get out of Syria, to get away from ISIS? And it's now all of a sudden it's a huge crisis in Europe. Of course it is, because there's a mass of humanity. It's an amazing amount of people that are looking for a place to land. And where is that place? Germany? Is it England? Is it, you know, France? And those countries are taking those refugees, but the most refugees, as we already know, are going to Germany. Coming up next, we'll hit the mailbag, and we got dumb things as well after that, plus some other tips and whatnot that I mentioned about taxes, and we'll slip in some of those phone calls, 855-266-5283. Don't forget about Kate on the Road, kateontheroad.com. As we are giving away another computer, we will do that tomorrow on our next show. You can sign up simply by going to the website and plugging in the information and passing it on. We could be coming to your neighborhood. Hang with us.
Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Once again, mailbag is full. We've got a ton of people reacting to, of course, a ton of things, most of them happening in Washington, D.C. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up, this is Bobby D., who says, Katie, I'm sorry, doesn't cut it with Hillary Clinton, a bunch of bozos running her campaign efforts. You talked about it in your previous show. Why doesn't she get better people to surround herself with? Yeah, you guys are all catching on to that. And in fact, Ellen Ratner, we talked to her today, and she mentioned the very same thing. I said this a long, long time ago. You can tell because political people have handlers, and handlers advise them on what to do. And the advice here was she should have said, I'm sorry, in the very beginning. Why wouldn't she have said that? So she does this interview on ABC. She says she's sorry for using a private email account. She says it was above board, but in retrospect, certainly, as I look back now, it wasn't the right thing to do. You know, though it was, she kept saying, though it was allowed, which legally it was. She says I should have used two accounts, one for personal, one for emails. And this is burying her, and this shows you, though, a chink in the armor. If someone's going to be president, they have to be held accountable, and you can't, so whether the people around you don't give you the right advice or you're not clearly thinking of XYZ, it's enough to bite her. And I think this backlash is pretty darn serious. I don't know that she overcomes this. All right, there was one more about that, and this one's from Ben. Kate Clinton, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, don't accept it. Lifetime Democrat, by the way, so I'm not one of those rhinos who calls you. I just cannot accept what's happening with the Democrats, and so who knows, I may not even vote this time around. Perhaps Bernie Sanders, but he's a little left of left for me. It's going to be an interesting year, as you keep saying. when we get into 2016. Yep, there you go. When we get into 2016, it's a kind of the wait and see thing. And by the way, with this whole email deal, the Republicans are weighing options on what they're going to do with the Clinton email. I mean, they're not going to let up because they got something to stomp on, which makes sense. If you're playing on the other side, the idea is to get as much ammunition as possible, you know. And they've got that ammunition because of the reaction to this, I think. And this has been like a slow burn, a slow drip, whatever you want to call it. And that's the toughest thing, I think, for her. You know, and they're deciding on you know, with this staff or two at the center of the Hillary Clinton thing, what to do there. So, you know, do they pursue that? Which that may be exactly what they do. Huma Abedin may be front and center, and she might be getting a grilling, that's for sure. All right, let's move on to something completely different. This one is from Hal. Kate, I've never emailed the show before. Hey to all the ATN listeners. I downloaded the show a lot. You should tell people more about that. And I missed Nail the Score, but you can be sure that I will weigh in next week. I think it's cool that you break and you talk about sports and some other things, too, from the same old wah, wah, wah. I think that's what he's saying there in talk radio. All right, thanks for that. And the game, by the way, for our first Nail the Score, it was interesting. It was the Cowboys and the Giants. So that plays out on Sunday night. We'll see if anyone actually nails the score. Remember, it's a number guess. It's just like playing the lottery. It's just maybe perhaps not what people think. And we do it for a segment. Now, since he opened the door for that, you can participate in Nail the Score Tuesday into Wednesday show. I guess it depends on your time zone. Second hour, last segment. All right, so now we move on to this next one. And this one is from Jake, who emails us a ton in Austin. And Jake says, "Hi, Kate. I hope you had a great Labor Day. I know I did. It was good to have an extra day off. I'm watching what's happening with all these refugees in Syria. It's very sad. I think what was the tipping point for so many people was the little boy who was face down in the sand, who looked very much alive and as if he was sleeping, but he was dead from what had happened and trying to get to safety. That might have been what even pushed the Europeans more to act and do something to embrace some of these refugees. It's just such a humanitarian crisis. You feel awful." Well, that's a statement, and I agree. You feel awful, and that picture was shocking to see. I mean, there are many other kids that are dying and are in horrific situations, but there was something that resonated, I think, with his photograph. You know, absolutely. Another one on the crisis, and this one is from Leah, who says, "Kate, the situation with these mass of people who are fleeing from ISIS and other horrific things and just trying desperately to get to safety, I hope that more people reach out to them, more countries, and do something to pull them in, because it's awful to see this being played out where they're being stopped on train tracks, that Hungary thing, and I think it's just despicable. What kind of times do we live in if we have to take them in? Somebody's got to figure out something." Well, there are other, in Europe, they're doing that. Germany's taking a ton of people in, you know, over half a million, basically half a million. So, yes, they are finding, some countries are reaching out and doing that, including Donald Trump said the other day, "Oh, we should do that." And we have done that. We have brought some people in. But you have to think of the proximity and where they're crossing over, and that's how they're getting to some of the places that they're getting to. So, you know, that's what's happening. And then we got, you know, we were on some stations in the Northeast, and we got a few emails like this one from John, who says, "Kate, did you see the story about Cuomo's aide, who's basically, I think, on life support after being caught in the middle of a crossfire between two gangs in Brooklyn?" Yeah, I did see that. His name is Kerry Gabe, and he's a lawyer, and he was at some party, and that's what happened. He was shot. He's an unintended victim, I guess is the way to put that. And he was in the middle of this exchange. There's like dozens of shots, and it was early, crazy time in the morning. It was before 4 o'clock in the morning, and this was on Labor Day. And it was there's a parade route, so that's what they're trying to figure out. But regardless, he's in a coma, and it's not looking great for him. A 43-year-old guy who put himself through Harvard and was a has served in that administration for a handful of years, and this is this is a terrible thing. The police commissioner in New York, I was reading this in one of the New York papers the other day, William Bratton, said that they're focusing on two gangs whose members are pretty well known to the New York Police Department, that they're confident that they're going to be able to solve the crime, but it doesn't do anything for him. You know, it doesn't do anything to help him or his family. It's again, it's a sad, sad, sad story. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one from Carrie, who says, Kate, I'm wondering as we look ahead, and you look ahead to the end of the new year, how much more can we pump up politics in this country? I am so tired of the same old thing, but yet it's like turning the page in a good book, and I don't know why I feel that way. But I can't wait to see the ending. Is it patriotism? Is it frustration? I don't know. You tell me. Well, I can't tell you what you're feeling. I think it is, in a sense, we want to know what the ending is, because it's pretty intriguing on the Democratic side. No matter what was going on with the Clintons, that seemed like a layup. Now it's not. Then you throw in the Bernie Sanders factor. Oh, counting him out. Oh, he's too left. Boom. All of a sudden, he's found an edge. And millennials are really supporting him and other people who are frustrated, even if they don't necessarily agree on everything he's saying. Then with the Republicans, it's a who's who. It's wide open. Anyone's guess. And September 16th is yet another debate, another chance to see, you know, what ultimately unfolds there. So, yeah, I mean, it's intriguing. I would say intriguing is the word I would use. It's incredibly intriguing. And I have no idea how the story ends. I wish I could look into an incredible crystal ball. I would not be doing this, I assume, if I could predict future events. But it's tough to tell. I think a lot can change between now and New Hampshire and Iowa, and then as we get deeper into the primaries. All right, thanks, everybody. Once again, a lot of new people sending me emails. Keep them coming. You can download the show at gcnlive.com. Really appreciate that. Thoughtful crowd. You're all great. AmericaTonight.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
He's hired.
I'm hired.
He's hired.
I hope I don't get fired.
He's hired.
In 40 years I'll be retired. But for now I'm simply hired.
He's hired.
I got a job.
He's hired.
I'm selling Chevrolet.
He's hired.
I'm bringing home good pay.
He's hired.
I just got.
Oh, you gotta love this.
He's hired. He's
pretty
hired.
Funny stuff.
He's hired.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You're gonna laugh when you listen to America Tonight. That's for sure. As much as we can get up in arms about what's happening. So coming up, we've got dumb things I shouldn't have done. Plus, we're sneaking in a few phone calls. So if you want to sound off, this is your chance to do that at 855-266-5283. 855-266-Kate. You know the numbers. Line them up, folks. This is your chance to hang and speak with us here on ATM. Grim is locked and loaded. Let's hang out with him for a while. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm fine, Kate. I guess I got a dumb thing in a way. But it's more of a PSA.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a computer. Dumb thing. I've had problems with it, but I'm trying to give everybody a warning out there because I got an email, and it's kind of common with all the other type of emails except the address. Now, I'm able to pull up internet information on it, and I can see just exactly who it is and how it was done up, but they did a reply back to themselves and sent it through a system, mailer system, but it's from the UN.
What's up with that?
And it's a .org. And of course, my security on it, you know, it resent it back, but it still got past spam the way they set it up. I've been in computers long enough to know. I started on the internet when it was just a little flashing green dot, you know.
I like that, when it was a flashing green dot.
And
do you remember dial-up then, obviously?
And well, I'm still on dial-up.
Good for you, saving money. The rest of us suckers are paying who knows how much a month.
But everybody out there can start looking, because apparently Hillary's going to screw us all with her email system being private now that, you know, you're getting government information. Because it says it's an official government document, you know, but it's got a Word attachment document to it saying, you know, your final notice to collect your $1.8 million, and I know that's a scam just right there.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to send me that kind of money.
Yeah, be nice, huh?
Well, you know, I know there's no leprechauns out there.
So do I. Trust me, I'm Irish. There's no leprechauns. It's a myth.
Well, I'm as Irish as they get, too, you know. Unfortunately, I've got 400 years of being in America, so I've got two tribes of Indian in me, too, and all the other marriages. But I just call myself an American. I can't put Heinz 57 down on the applications.
There you go. I gotcha.
But,
you're funny tonight.
Well, this is kind of funny, you know. I mean, I'm used to this stuff, but it just the hacking, the government hacking. We're really in a pickle, aren't we?
We are in a pickle,
because this is going to affect every one of us hard working class people too. That,
yeah.
And they pretty much, you know, if you're not online, you're nobody.
Yep.
You're
That's
dead.
So true.
You're dead to the world. No
That's
work, no nothing or anything else.
Yeah, you have no identity. Absolutely. You don't have a website. That's even second. That's like the calling card. I agree with you. It's craziness.
Well,
yep. And
they need to protect it if they're going to make it that way.
Yeah, I agree, Grim. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I'm hoping that, who knows, you may be the lucky winner of our Nail the Score. We want to tell everybody, Grim calls in, and on our Tuesday into Wednesday show, depending on your time zone, the second hour, last segment, we have this Nail the Score deal going on. And as Grim knows, we have the Cowboys and the Giants as our game of the week. He picked New York 28-17. We'll see if you're right.
Well, I got to be careful going through Texas now, that's all.
Absolutely. Grim, you take care. That was good. All right, we move from Grim to one of my favorite segments we do here in America Tonight, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
What did my mother always say about taking care of my eyes?
Well, first of all, never put salt in your eyes.
Never put salt.
Never put salt.
Never put salt.
Put salt.
Put salt.
Put salt.
Put salt.
Never put salt.
Never, never,
never. Always put salt in your eyes.
Emmy, never, ever put salt in your eyes.
Thanks, Danny. You owe pain.
Dum, 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 dum.
That was very clever. Never put salt in your eyes. Never. This one from Sam I Am. Kate, I've waited for a long time to build up to a couple of the dumb things, build up enough courage to tell you about some of the dumb things. Once, not too long ago, I accidentally got the wrong car when I went out to pick up my car from a valet. I never valet park, but I was forced to do it at some charity event that I went to. Everybody had to do the valet thing. They gave me the wrong car, so essentially it's their fault. However, I don't know how, and I was not drinking. You get into a car and don't realize it's not yours. I went home, put it in the garage, went to bed. People were frantically trying to get a hold of me. I shut off all phones and everything else. And I guess it took a lot of investigating. And finally, the next day, they did get a hold of me. And unfortunately, the guy whose car I had had an early tea time, but I had his golf clubs. Ooh. And you know what? It isn't your fault. It's a conundrum. Because it's not really your fault they did give you the wrong car, but you're right. If someone pulled my car up at the valet, and I don't care if it was identical on the outside and I got in, I don't know what the chances would be that I wouldn't, would I not know I wasn't in my car? I would. Maybe not if I was scurrying for the first few seconds, but I know I would. I'd look around and I would feel it. I would feel it was the wrong car. So, yeah, that does classify as a dumb thing. They messed up, but then you compounded it by not realizing it wasn't your car. I realized the qualifier. I had not been drinking. That's a pretty good one. Okay, so we move to this one from Joseph. He says, Kate, I can relate to the fact that you said you were at the Jersey Shore. I spent a lot of summers at the Jersey Shore riding the rides and all that kind of stuff. Well, I took my children to Disney World, but the biggest mistake I made is that I had a whole bunch of change and dollar bills and whatnot in my pocket, and they took me on a Harry Potter ride where we basically flew through the air. It was kind of like a roller coaster. All the dollars and change flew out. So somebody was having a good time on my dime, so to speak. That also is one we haven't heard before, but that makes sense. You know, certain rides and things you get on, and yes, if you have a pocket full of change or bucks and it's not enclosed and you're catapulted upside down, of course there's a great chance that something would fly out of your pocket. It's kind of lucky it wasn't a phone. Oh, that would be the worst. Good luck trying. Well, first of all, it'd be crashed on the ground, but then there goes that iPhone and, you know, whatever. All right, here's one from Adam who says, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Kate, I got a pretty good one. I don't know how this happened, but unfortunately for me, I think I was just so tired, I picked up what was athlete's cream, foot cream, and I put it on my toothbrush, and I brushed my teeth with what was athlete foot medication. Of course, I realized it after the first few moments. I thought, wow, this toothpaste tastes rather weird. It just was a tired mistake of grabbing a tube, but it was perhaps a very dumb thing to do. Yeah, perhaps. I'd say it was a dumb thing to do. But I can see if you were like, you didn't say, was it dark? You said you were tired. Here's the deal. Once you do that, does that taste stay in your mouth? This is why you need mouthwash, because for incidents like these, because then at least you can rinse out your mouth. Whereas if you didn't have mouthwash, and a lot of us don't get it, you would, how do you get that taste out of your mouth? Oh, that'd be brutal. Oh, yeah, it counts as a dumb thing. It does. It counts as a dumb thing. Okay, here's one from Bill. I'm going through a stack, so that's why hesitation. Bill says, see, so many of you are sending me them. Bill says, I don't know if you can relate to this or not. Have you ever had a thing where you were in a parking structure and you had to stick the ticket in to get out of the gate, and for some reason it wouldn't work. Cars are piling up behind me, honking their horn, getting me furious. I have no idea what I'm doing. There's no parking attendant. I'm pushing it and pushing it and pushing it in. I turned it different ways, and I thought that I was doing it right. Turns out I had another parking car that was just laying in my console, so I had picked up the wrong one. I really annoyed a lot of people. That's a dumb thing. If you have a dumb thing, you can share it with us. Send it to me at americatonight.net. We'll be right back.
Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled SacroWedgie.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're running, running, running for more. You're running, running, running outside of us. You're running, running, running in the
best. All right, so who doesn't want these tax breaks? Tax breaks, for example, for summer travel, some of the things, activities, I'll group it as that, that you participated in. You know, we're all looking for what are the things that we can write off, what are the things that are legitimate. And trust me, this is why you need someone who gets it. This is why you need CPAs. This is why you need people who understand the tax code, the accounting maze. Kim Raffi is with us. And she's one of those people for sure. She gets it when it comes to number crunching. Hey, Kim, how are you?
Good. How are you, Kate?
Okay, so here's my question. Were you always good at math?
Yes, I always liked math. I did.
Because you know you have to be good at math, because the frustrations, I can't tell you how many number two pencils I've broken when I've tried to do it myself. It just doesn't work. I bet you get some of those people, don't you, refugees from, I can do it myself, I don't need to hire anyone, and then they frantically run to you, right?
Sometimes, yes. But we do use calculators, too. So.
Ah, there you go. But I'm bumped. Calculators, of course, and we all have them on our iPhone now.
Yes.
So I think this is pretty big because some people are coming off of the Labor Day weekend, vacations. So how do you write vacations off? Is it smart to conduct a little bit of business on the vacation? Does that work?
Yes, if a portion of the trip it was directly related to business, you know, maybe a sales call, a visit to a client's office, an event, or even a meal with a client or a prospective client, then yes, a portion of that trip could be written off, including cost of tickets or gas or some meals.
And then the other thing is, sometimes when you're on trips, and I never thought about this, but you have kids and you send them off to day camp, tennis camp, wherever. And I guess, and I didn't realize this, if it's child care, that would be tax deductions, right?
Yes, there is a child independent care credit, and you can take a tax credit, which is a direct reduction to the tax liability, that for any cost of care that is provided for a dependent under the age of 13, which is allowing you to work. So it does include summer camp. That's correct.
All right, so we go from, I love how we're doing this, we go from business, a call or two, something business-wise to the kids, to, let's say you and I are sitting at the Jersey Shore, or let's make it the Hamptons, and we go crazy because all we hear about is the lottery is the ridiculous amount of money, and we feel lucky, and so we decide to buy $40 worth of lottery tickets, and of course we lose. So we can actually write that off?
If you have gambling winnings, you can take a itemized deduction. It would have to be an itemized deduction only to deduct losses that would help to offset some of the gambling winnings. It's not dollar for dollar, but yet it would help to reduce that income.
And the other thing is that a lot of people do this, and I'm sure people listening to America Tonight in the nooks and crannies all over the country, too, and in the Northeast, it's a big time for people cleaning things out and donating things to charity, and that, of course, is a deduction.
Yes. In addition to the typical cash contributions, which could be cash, check, or credit card, there are non-cash contributions, and the key is really to getting a receipt, and the taxpayer is the one responsible for making a list of any items donated with a approximate fair market value.
Do you tell people, let's face it, how many of us are great at recording things? Do you tell people to just make sure they write down everything they do so that if they come to someone like you, they can say, hey, Kim, here you go. Do you see anything in this I'm not thinking about?
Yes, documentation is definitely great. The more, the better. And having those receipts with the dates and the lists is definitely important.
Oh, yeah, the dates and the lists. So even if you're crazy enough to just put it all in a bag, maybe you go through every quarter and kind of pull them together a little bit easier. But I think people, more than we know, and you would know better than I, how often do you think this happens? People leave money on the table. There are things they could deduct, and they don't do it.
Yes, because the record keeping is tedious, and I always recommend maybe a folder or some kind of file where they kind of just toss all those receipts and things later. That it's easier to summarize them as long as they've retained them. That's the key. You know, once they're tossed and gone, it's much harder to kind of recreate what's transpired over possibly even an entire year.
All right, some good advice. Kim Rafi, partner at Serini & Associates, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
Okay, so as Kim mentioned, she verified some of the things that certainly I knew. But here's the key thing, and it's tough to do, and listen, I'm guilty of this. I do save everything. And that's why I asked that question. I do save everything, and it's, I'm sure over the years there's things I could have deducted, and I didn't deduct because I didn't have a great system. So I have all these receipts, and I know things that I, needed to write off, and bigger ticket items, business travel, all of that. I easily have that. But then it's the other things that are absolutely business-related that I might have missed in between the nooks and crannies. So the best advice, I think, in taking what she's saying, that you can write these things off. I mean, how many people are sending their kids to day camp? They're working, it's child care, they're in soccer camp for 3 weeks, which isn't cheap, they're in tennis camp, they're at Camp Induendo, whatever, which is a place that I went to, so it's actually not mythical, and they're not taking that deduction because they're just not thinking of it that way. They paid for the camp room, the kid's there, it's not a normal child care thing, but absolutely, and you should take that deduction. I don't care. It's not dollar for dollar. It is somehow saving you money. And the gambling losses are interesting. You know, it's getting saving the tickets and keeping track of the wins and the losses. Because if you win big, you're able to deduct the losses against the winnings. Now, a little more complicated, you have to itemize, but hey, you know, people win here and there where they win $1,000 or $2,000, or it doesn't have to be some astronomical amount, because I'm assuming if you win a Powerball that's $100 million or more, you're not thinking this. You're not worried about, let me itemize my losses against my gigantic, ginormous wins when I'm on my way to my mansion. But a lot of people would legitimately be able to use that who probably aren't using it. And then, of course, the other thing that we talked about that I think people also missed the boat on is the donations for the closing, cleaning out the closets and the basements and all of that. If you go to Goodwill, they always ask you and they hand you a slip and then you just write down the items. And you can look on the IRS website even and they tell you, they'll tell you what pants and shirts and whatnot. But sometimes, and people don't want to do that, but sometimes it's a big haul. So you've really cleaned out a ton of clothes. And that can amount to a little bit of a chunk of a deduction. It's definitely worth it, especially when we're talking about charitable donations. The bigger ones, the money ones, a lot of times can be more complicated of the write-offs, especially depending on what you've done in the past. If all of a sudden you have a crazy number and it's not itemized, I mean, that's a red flag, I would assume, for the IRS. Hey, I've donated $30 every year, that's it. And now all of a sudden I'm saying I'm donating $15,000. But of course I won the lottery and no, I'm kidding. But so there's a big difference there and you can see what that is. And of course in the summer, you're not thinking about taxes and Kim said it. She nailed it. Most people are the paperwork. That's the thing. They're not good at itemizing and getting it all in there. And if you just did that in the beginning of the year, but even if you caught up now, because there's still enough time between now and April to get things a little more organized. Maybe you're not dumping that extra couple hundred dollars that you could have written off your taxes that would make a difference, you know, when you're scrambling and looking for stuff. Another thing we didn't talk about is energy tax credits. So the energy, meaning, in other words, windows, doors, insulation, you know, insulation, heating, cooling, all that kind of stuff. There are tax credits that you can get. I know when I had to do a whole air conditioning unit, and I was able to get some off of that. Of course, I scrambled. I did have the paperwork, and the accountant was able to figure it out, and it was well worth it. If I had just poo-pooed it and like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Remember when we got gouged and we had to pay so much for the air conditioning? Well, guess what? At least we're getting a write-off because of the energy portion of it. So that was a good thing. So don't forget about that. Don't forget about what you did this summer. I'm not lecturing anybody, but you know, we look at the three dreaded letters, as I say, and the best thing possible is take advantage of everything you possibly can. Don't, you know, shove it aside, because it may make a difference when you actually go to do the taxes. All right, stay with us. More coming your way next on The Flip Side here on America Tonight.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.